You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS 91.3 Murray. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte's in the studio now, along with Callaway County Public Library Sandy Lynn. Sandy, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
You guys at the Callaway County Public Library are just shaking things up all the time. You've got lots of activities. I see children's art workshops this week.
Yes, we're so excited. I'm always on the lookout. I do the programming there. And I listen to folks, and I watch, and I observe other things that are going on. And so my grandson was in a preschool program, and the lady that teaches preschool there can get these kids to do amazing art pieces. And she's so calm and laid back. And so I immediately went to her and said, would you consider doing one for us? And so she's going to do two this week.
Are there still room places? They're packed?
They're packed.
Amazing. So y'all ought to be paying attention to Callaway County Public Library for children's art workshops.
Well, we try to keep abreast of all kinds of things that we can do for not only children, but the teens, the tweens, the adults. We're looking for new things all the time. So,
just a little sort of shot at what's on your radar in that regard specifically.
For this week, we've got the art workshops. You brought that up. We've been doing family movie afternoon for each Wednesday, starting in June. So it's a good place to come. You get popcorn and a soda, and you can hang out and watch a great movie. This week, I think it's Monsters, Inc. I think that's what we have down. And then next week's The Lorax, and that's free. Everything is free. And then we have, today we started registration for the Fall Storytime programs. We're going to have a book sale July 27th.
What's going to be in the sale?
Oh, there's all sorts of books. There's DVDs, there's puzzles, there's audiobooks, there's any number of bargains that you could find there. So we're excited about that.
When's it going to be?
It is Saturday, July the 27th, and it's from 10 to 3.
Now, Matt Markgraf just walked in to get your picture made, and mm-hmm. you and he were doing something this morning for WKMS.
We were. We're working on a project where we're going to do, and he kept it fairly simple, the title of that new thing that we're doing. It's staff reads, good reads from the library. So four of the staff members read different staff reviews. We're doing a staff summer reading, and they've been doing staff reviews, staff picks of cool books and things that you might want to check out at the library. And so he's recorded them, and you've got 12 of those coming up. And so it's really awesome.
Well, I don't know about you, but when I listen to NPR news magazines, I'm also really mm-hmm. listening for those staff reads from those folks. A while back, WKMS staff did good reads, and I think we've kind of let that go.
We still read. We just don't write about it.
Well, and it's funny that you said that, because one of the best books that I ever bought for the junior nonfiction, and I think it was called How They Died, or it was the coolest junior nonfiction, and it was about how famous people died and all of these creepy facts about it, like King Henry VIII and Elvis. And I was driving to work one Saturday morning, and I was like, oh, man, that sounds really good. And so I looked it up, and it had great reviews. And so the kids kept it going all summer long, because it tells you all kinds of really awesome gross things. But the kids loved it. And I egged that on. I was like, hey, you want a really gross book? It's really good. So we would do that. So we had a really good time with it. So I love it when you guys do reviews.
Okay. I do too. And we're on that wavelength. Tell me about the fall story time. What is story time at Callaway County Public Library?
Story times are enrichment programs. It's designed for young children, preschoolers. It's developed to encourage the love of reading, the love of library books and books in the public library. And so every program we take it around books. Picture books, board books. There's parents with ones and twos, and that's for children who are 12 months to 24 months with their parent or caregiver. And then there's the preschool group. That's the 3, 4, and 5-year-olds. And so there's Stacy Jones is our children's coordinator, and she puts together music and activities and poems and crafts and lots of books. And
it's general class size.
With the parents with ones and twos, it's generally 10 because we like to keep it lower. Because if you've got 10 babies or 10 children, you've got 10 adults, so that's 20. And then for the preschoolers, it's around 15 to 20. It just depends on how many want to come in and you know what our options are on the schedule and things. So
you get a group and you keep the same group for how many weeks?
We do a fall session, a spring session, and a summer session. So the registration, it's required because we fill them up really quickly. And then we keep a wait list. And if people decide that they have other opportunities, we encourage them. We want them to have neat things to do. And then we go down the list and we put in another child.
Now, so folks need to be paying attention. You guys listening need to be paying attention to the Callaway County Public Library website, which is pretty darn good, and it's just CallawayCountyLibrary.org.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back to the book sale and ask you about prices.
Mm-hmm. Hardcovers are $1, and paperbacks are 50 cents. And then the audios and the DVDs, generally $1 a DVD, and the audios are $2. And then the puzzles will probably be $3. I haven't decided on the puzzles yet. We've got some cool puzzles.
Do you call the collection, or where do
this
these books not, come from?
These are not from the collection. These are things that people have donated to the library. And if we couldn't use it in the collection and, you know, process it, put it into the catalog, then we put them aside and we save them for a book sale. If there's some really good ones that we could give to a library, you know, we have, unfortunately, some libraries in the region that don't have much of a book budget. So if there's some really good ones that they can use, we always offer them the opportunity to have some of those. But no, for this one, this is definitely things that have been donated that we couldn't use. But if we sell it, we can use the money and it'll fund programming or other materials for the library.
Now, you all have been bringing in musicians and storytellers.
Mm-hmm.
Have you any events of that nature coming up?
Well, we're in the planning process for some different things that are coming up for the fall and the spring. I'm excited to hint, because we haven't got it all finalized. Judge Bill Cunningham has graciously offered to do a writer's workshop for us in the fall. He wants to focus on high school seniors and then senior citizens. So I am just delighted that we're going to be able to work something out. And we're looking at some different programming in terms of crafting for adults and gift wrapping. And I'm not sure, maybe Zumba's in the works for us. We might do a series of Zumba. And then I've got a couple of ideas for some author events. And I don't know about the concerts. We'll have to wait and see what I can come up with. Well, the classical guitarist, Peter Fletcher, it's been well received both times we've offered that. And then the storytelling was well received. So we'll see. You just never know what we're going to come up with.
So aside from the activities that you coordinate, what's going on with just the library?
Oh, continually. We update, and the website, I'm glad that you like it. We're working on some updates for that to make it even more user-friendly. We've got a great web designing team that's working on that. We are forever getting in new DVDs, new Blu-rays, audiobooks, electronic books. Do you have a Kindle or a Nook? Oh, my goodness, or a tablet, or you could use your computer. We're part of Kentucky Libraries Unbound, where you can borrow electronic books from the consortium.
No way.
Yes, for free. And there's no fines. And if you forget to return it, it's
no
okay.
Fines. What's up with that?
And if you were forget.
You can't be a library without fines.
Well, the Kentucky Libraries Unbound, you can. And you know what? What I'm going to say is because I'm very forgetful, and if I forget to turn it in, so what? They'll take it. No pressure. You don't have to worry. I like it a lot.
It sounds good to me.
Sounds great to me.
Oh, isn't that awesome? And then we have audiobooks, and it's something for everybody. Excellent. Computers. It's awesome. You've got to come by and see us.
Everybody should.
Yes.
Sandy Lynn, Callaway County Public Library. Be there.
Or be square.